Alyssa Walker Campbell is on the air.
Asking the questions you want to know.
With sports' biggest and best name, Dallas Mavericks head coach Rick Carlisle.
And one of the ways you get high percentage threes is to get offensive rebounds and toss them back out. And if we don't get those rebounds, they're going to get them and toss them back out.
Now, rebounding is a massively important stat.
The fastest hour in radio. Big names, big sports talk. The Big E Sports Show, hosted by Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Hey, we want to welcome you back this weekend to the Big E Sports Show. It has been a very busy and productive offseason for the Dallas Mavericks. They have reconstructed their roster. They were able to secure some exciting acquisitions, plus the 2012 NBA Summer League. It is now behind us and in the rearview mirror. Dallas finished very strong with a 4-1 record and an overtime win against San Antonio. I loved every minute of it. We are delighted to introduce to our listeners a gentleman I had the pleasure of catching up with in Las Vegas. He was the Summer League head coach. He is the defensive coordinator for the Dallas Mavericks. We're talking to Monty Mathis. This is like, Monty, Christmas in July. It's a real treat to have the opportunity to catch up with you. Thank you so much for the time.
Oh, absolutely. Good to be on, Alyssa.
Hey, it is true. The Dallas Mavericks played extremely well. They took care of business on the court. And Monty, you and the coaching staff, you guys have had about a week to reflect and digest and look over the game tape of this young talent as they were able to showcase their skill set. What impressed you guys the most?
I think overall the effort of the entire team, our draft picks that we had come in, Jay Crowder, and of course Jared Cunningham couldn't play, but Bernard James was able to play as well. With Jay Crowder, and just the overall effort by the guys and the motivation that they gave each other and all that through the practices, through the games, you know, their attention to detail, their listening through the week, because we're throwing a lot of different things at them as far as our defensive and offensive system goes. And the fact that them taking it all in and really working hard for the organization, that was great.
You know, Monty, the NBA Summer League, you know this, it is fast, it is furious. You don't have a whole lot of time to simulate a true training camp. I mean, you've got a handful of practices, you got 5 games. Is it difficult to extrapolate a meaningful assessment of how these players are going to be able to make that transition to the big game?
Well, it's as far as a big game goes in the NBA game, it's going to be a little different when the NBA season comes. Of course, this is Summer League, but you can get a good grasp of what the players are like individually in practice sessions and game-like situations. So that's the good thing, because we do have 2-a-day practices during our mini training camp before we go out to Vegas for the games. So you get a little sense of where they are mentally and physically as far as stamina and things like that and what they can take in. As far as the offensive or defensive system goes, so you can learn quite a bit about them.
Well, I like what Coach Carlisle said on NBA TV. I mean, you find out what the guys can do with, handling basic concepts within a system and how professional they are with their approach to the game, right?
Right, and that's one thing that really stood out with the guys that we drafted and the other guys on the team in the Summer League this year was just their capacity of taking things in and what they learned as far as the system goes.
You're listening to the voice of Monty Mathis. He's the Dallas Mavericks assistant coach. We're doing a recap of the 2012 NBA Summer League games. He, of course, was the head coach overseeing the Dallas Mavericks. And success in the Summer League, Monty, is no guarantee of finding a consistent role within a system. But if there is one rookie I personally think solidified himself, we have to shine the spotlight on Jay Crowder, this kid out of Marquette. I mean, tell all the listeners about this young man. A ton of superlatives, but I think you said it best after that overtime win against San Antonio. You said he's a winner.
Yeah, I think that's, and I said that's the first thing that came to my mind was, I think Jay Crowder is a winner. Offensively and defensively, he is a very solid player. He does everything the coaches ask. He carries himself like a pro. He works very hard. He has an extremely high competitive level to him. And as well as Bernard James, he's a very hard worker as well. He carries himself as a pro. And like I said about Jared before, Jared Cunningham didn't get to play with us, but he was at all of our practices. He was with us at every game. So he as well, he asserted himself and really paid attention with the mental side of everything. And so he's coming along as well.
Well, Dallas was very fortunate. I mean, you guys had some tremendous picks, especially in that second round. You guys were able to capitalize on the depth in this year's draft. And just as you're saying, you know, talking about these young players, the positive vibe, the great attitude, these are guys that play hard, and that's contagious. As a teammate, you're going to feed on that.
Absolutely. Every NBA team needs energy players. And these guys, as well as the energy that they bring, they're also very talented, which is a plus for us. We actually, at the end of the season, we as a staff went through every player in the entire NBA and kind of evaluated and decided which players on each team were energy-type players. And that was one thing that we thought that we needed to pick up in the offseason was those type of players, and we certainly did that.
I want to zero in a little bit more and talk about Jay Crowder, because you shared something with me out in Las Vegas, just, you know, how diverse he is with his offensive skill set. He can play the two, the three, the four, and I think on Friday night against New Orleans, you guys had him playing that four slot for about 15 minutes. I mean, how important is it to have backcourt players? We saw that this past year with Vince Carter, but DJ with Dominique Jones, and with Jay, to have guys that you can ISO, you can put them on the block. I mean, they don't have to necessarily score, but when that defense overreacts, I mean, they can provide the kick out. It's just that those shooters on the wings, they've got to have their feet set and their hands ready.
Exactly, and Jay is a very versatile player, especially on the defensive end. You'll see in the NBA the trend has gone towards the two teams that were in the finals this year. Both of those teams, Miami and Oklahoma City, both of those teams have a player that can also play the four position, which then makes them small. Miami has LeBron James, and Oklahoma City has Kevin Durant, and those two play at least 15 minutes, if not more, at the four position each game. And when you have a guy like a Jay Crowder that can then bump over and play the four spot defensively for you and offensively as well, I mean, it really, really gives you a lot of versatility to your lineup.
Well, and defensively, too, you know, you look at Jay, he's 6'6", he's 235. I was kind of doing the comparison between him and Sean Marion. I mean, they're similar in size and weight. I mean, could we see Jay take on a role similar to the Matrix, where he could defend multiple positions? I mean, we saw Sean, you know, take on a Chris Paul or a Rubio or a Ty Lawson or even a Kevin Durant.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. And the other factor that it gives you, being that the NBA is a high pick-and-roll type of league, you know, in pick-and-rolls, when Jay is playing the four or the three or the two, you can say, okay, let's switch all pick and rolls one through four, and you don't have a problem, because Jay Crowder can guard a smaller type four man, and he can also guard a point guard. So, you know, certain matchups, it's great during a game to be able to do that, which we actually did and worked on in the summer league towards the end of some games when teams try to get things going with certain type of pick and roll situations. You can go ahead and switch those, and it doesn't hurt you.
Well, and that's got to give you a sense of comfort, you know, being able to put a big on a small and, you know, having those creative ways to defend and to guard people. Tell us a little bit, I mean, how good of a defender is Jay Crowder?
He's a very smart defender. He understands angles. He knows when to take a step off of a player. I think he understands who he's guarding, and he studies his opponent to understand what he can do as far as getting up on a guy or maybe backing off. But he understands how to guard and guard tough without fouling. And he's a guy that we talk about stance a lot with the Mavericks. You know, can you stay in a stance for 24 seconds for the entire shot clock? And he's the type of guy that, in his competitive mind, it's not a problem to do that again and again and again. And one thing that stands out with him is he doesn't take possessions off. And it's hard to find guys like that in the NBA. You know, when you think of the Shane Battiers and the guys like that, those guys defensively don't take possessions off, and that's a guy that Jay Crowder is.
Having a good time hooping it up this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We want to direct you to our radio website. That is eradiosports.com. Monty Mathis is with us. He is the Dallas Mavericks assistant coach, and we're doing a full recap of the Summer League games out in Las Vegas. And, you know, I guess we shouldn't be surprised that Jay is so sound offensively and defensively. I mean, when you play for a coach like Buzz Williams at Marquette, I mean, Monty, you're a Midwest guy. You're out of Ohio. I mean, Coach Williams, his program, I mean, defensively, you got a strong background when you come out of that kind of program.
Absolutely. Those guys get after it at Marquette, and that's a tribute to Buzz and the system that he has.
They do,
yeah. They really do. They know how to guard, and they get after it.
Yeah, and in fact, before Jay was heading out to Vegas when I was over at practice, I asked him about Coach Williams' boot camp at 5 a.m., and he will definitely be ready to go when the preseason rolls around. Monty, I got to ask you quickly, talk to us about Bernard James. You had just said, you know, Jay's a guy that doesn't take possessions off. Well, Bernard James is a guy that doesn't take possessions off. I mean, he's active, he keeps playing, and certainly we saw that. He had 5 block shots against New Orleans.
Yeah, and that's great to see. He's a guy also, like I said, that doesn't take possessions off. The only thing that Bernard's going to keep working on is his stamina and his strength, and that'll get him over the hump on a few of those hard possessions when it's gone up and down about 5-6 times. But the one thing, even if Bernard's tough, he just keeps going and keeps playing. I mean, he's had multiple blocks and single possessions, and that's the one thing that's great. And one thing we ask of our big guys is to really be communicators out there on the court, because there's so many pick-and-roll situations happening, and he was great at that this summer. As well as the other big, just calling, you know, as far as calling out right and left on pick and rolls and really helping the guards on those pick and roll situations.
You're talking about Bernard, that he would perhaps, you know, need to add some more muscle and some stamina. I mean, he's 6'10", 240. I mean, how much would you like to see an increase as far as with his muscle tone?
Well, I'm not sure exactly, but, you know, and we leave that up to Coach Hackett, our strength coach, and Casey Smith and Deion Calhoun, our training staff. But those guys, I'm sure, will get him up to the NBA level of strength and stamina. And one thing that people forget is that these kids coming in that have been drafted or free agents, when they're coming into the summer league system, they've already gone through an entire season of their senior or junior or sophomore year, whenever they come out. And they really haven't had a break. So they get done with their school season, they go right into all their workouts and then pre-draft workouts and draft workouts right into the summer. So these guys have not had a break. So you can see how some of the players may break down a little, or, you know, with their stamina or their strength from a long season from last year through the summer. And now you're going to go right into, you know, in a month and a half, right into to vet camp. So, you know, guys sometimes need to take a breather and back off a little bit. But I'm sure that's going to come with our guys that we have.
Monty, only time for about 2 more questions. If there's one guy that looks rested and ready to go, is DJ Dominic Jones. I mean, he certainly showed significant improvement, and he was really good about sharing the basketball, but also his ability to light it up. I mean, I was really impressed with Dominic out there.
Right, Dominic really has worked hard on his jump shot throughout the summer, throughout the season. And, you know, we played him at the point guard position some in the summer league, and he did well. He got better each game. His scoring was off the charts to start the summer league off early. I think he had 32 points in the first game. And then we really started focusing on, hey, let's use our eyes more, coming off pick and rolls as a point guard. Let's find the open guy. Occasionally he tends to dribble a little too much, but towards the end of summer league, he was really doing a great job of finding open guys and getting the ball moving, but then taking his shot when he had it as well.
Monty Mathis has been with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. And my final question for you, I mean, we've got so many new players that are on this roster. And I just wanted to ask you, as far as with the coaching staff and with the front office, how much of a value do you guys place on the intangibles when you select guys as far as their competitiveness, their drive, you know, that internal fortitude? Because, you know, what we saw with some of the rookies out there is that they displayed a willingness to subordinate their own individual goals in favor of the team goals. And that's what you need. You need guys that are going to set hard screens, hold the screen, you know, be willing to take a charge. I like what we've got on board.
Yeah, we do too. The intangibles go a long way, and I think our scouting staff from the personnel side of things with Donnie Nelson and all the guys he has working for him, they do an unbelievable job of looking, you know, under the sheets and what's inside this guy's head, what's inside his heart, you know. All the intangibles go a long way and play a big factor. As far as making it in the NBA, you know, you can have every physical tool in the world and be talented, but if you don't have the right mindset and those intangibles, a lot of guys are going to fall off the table and not make it. And I think we've got probably the best in the league when it comes to that, as far as scouting players and learning about players and figuring out who can really be a helpful NBA player for our team.
Monty Mathis has been with us on the Big E Sports Show, the Dallas Mavericks assistant coach. And I have to be honest with you, I checked out your Twitter page and I noticed on there that you tried out a yoga class. Did Mrs. Mathis sign you up for that? I mean, what were you thinking, Monty?
She did, and you can believe it, I did my second class about 2 hours ago.
Oh, my soul.
I'm still in recovery mode as we speak.
Oh, my gosh. Is Coach Carlisle going to go with you sometime, too?
I'm not sure if he'll be up for that.
Well, listen, have a great vacation. We look forward to seeing you in the fall. Thanks, Monty.
Thanks, Alyssa. Great being on.
You bet. We're going to step aside much more straight ahead as the NBA conversation will continue. Stay close.